This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Chipper is here. It just worked out scheduling-wise. Chip in San Francisco covering the Wolves. A lot of stuff going on yesterday with practice. Now on his way back. Now, I've heard these stories where you like to show up at the airport like 8 hours ahead of time. I know you're leaving in the next hour or so. Have you been there since 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time?
Not quite that early, but I think it was... What time did I get here? 9:30, 10? I don't know. I wanted to get here and have breakfast and do a little work, so I was done with that to be ready for this. So
I appreciate
I think it was probably 3 hours early.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Plus, what am I going to do? Just sit around the hotel, wait to leave? I'd rather just get here and have a breakfast.
Yeah, that's good. Okay.
Get on with my day.
San Francisco, an amazing city, and what's around it. It's phenomenal. It's also extraordinarily expensive. Mm-hmm. Also, airport food is extraordinarily expensive. I want you to tell us what you had, and then Dave and I are going to guess the price.
I had just a traditional egg plate. It had two scrambled eggs, bacon, the potatoes, breakfast potatoes with toast, and orange juice.
Orange juice. I love orange juice, by the way. Can't have enough orange juice. Dave? Like to go first or second?
I will go first. A little tricky because with the price of eggs fluctuating, you know, what that does in the San Francisco airport. I'm going to say for all of that with the drink.
No, let's not go tip.
Okay. No.
Before
okay,
tip.
No tip.
Yep,
okay.
Before tip. Although with chip, it would be the same either way. $22.
Oh, I'm going way higher. I'm going
$37.
$31. Yes, exactly.
Price is Right rules, I win.
Orange juice was $6. A little glass of orange juice was $6.
$6? Oh, my God.
I could buy you a gallon.
I didn't realize that. I just had water. I didn't think it was going to be $6 until the bill came. Like, wow.
I need them brought in from right there from California. I need the juicer in front of me. And oh my gosh.
It wasn't freshly squeezed.
No, that was a Minute Maid from the Trader Joe's about a mile away. Okay. It is a first half where the ball club last night had Julius Randle. They're getting their butts kicked on the boards. They're baffled by the zone again. Jaden, who's been great in the playoffs, was nondescript. And Ant was blah until he hits a 33-foot shot and starts talking smack first to his bench and then to the Warriors bench. And then one of the rare stretches in this series, not the Lakers series, but in this series, where in the third quarter they played their A game. And if they're playing their A game, the guy whose first name starts with an A is going to be a part of it, because in the third quarter – that was a clinic. That was tremendous NBA basketball.
Yeah, and we've been waiting on that, right?
Yes.
It feels like they've been playing their B, C-plus game all series, and when they put it together, the Warriors just don't have enough, right? They don't have enough to match up with them, and not many teams do. And Ant, when he made it, and I asked him about it, that run, and talked to some of his players for the column, was like, what's it like when Ant, because we've seen him get in those mm-hmm. zones
yep.
where it's like, okay, get out of the way. He's going to score 20 this quarter, right? And he's just going to take over. And I felt like it started with that shot at the end of the first half where he makes that, and you saw that look in his eyes. Even though they had an intermission break, he came out with a purpose, and I think he just took the life right out of the game, the life right out of the Warriors. You could see the way they were playing. They had a lot of turnovers, a lot of fouls, a lot of missed shots. It shook them up the way he was playing that third quarter. And that's what you need with great players where
yep, exactly.
that was the moment to change the series and take any doubt about how it's going to end. Like,
precisely.
The difference between 3-1 and 2-2 is enormous. And I thought that game was going to go that way, Chad, because I don't know if you felt this, but I got this sense being out here and being around it. I felt like the Warriors threw their best punch Saturday night, and it wasn't enough. I thought that would be I just felt like that was going to be a pretty lopsided game last night because I felt like they had their opportunity on Saturday, didn't close it, and now the Wolves took advantage of it.
I agree 100%. Give Jimmy Butler all sorts of credit for Saturday night. He's clearly not healthy, and he just put everything into that. You had Kuminga merge, but they needed almost everybody. When they're without Steph, they need like 90% of their players. And Pajemski couldn't hit a shot.
He's been terrible.
He's just been awful. You know, and again, he's not Steph. I mean, he's not close to Steph, but he's been pretty essential to whatever they've been able to do the last couple of years. And you can't just have him off to the side. I thought they would take control sooner, to be honest. I was surprised. I just want to stay with Edwards here a little bit more because you just look at championship after championship after championship, and there are rarities, right? The Wolves might have faced a rarity if Cassell stays healthy in 04, they play the Pistons, and who knows. And that was a team where they didn't have the one star. They just had that collective unit, and they were playing just such great defensive basketball. But normally, Chip, you need a top five player to lead your top 7-8 player, and then you need the surrounding cast that works around him. And let's be honest, Ant stunk in game 5
yep.
and has had moments where he wasn't very good this series, but then he had this spectacular second half in game 3. He does this. It's just another reminder that when you're at that level, we all just put super high expectations. You're like, okay, yeah. you're the fifth best player. You're the seventh best player. You're the third best player. Play like that. And sometimes he doesn't, but when he does, and then when you have his partner in crime right now, who's just playing like a superstar. Julius Randle is flat out playing like a superstar. Is he traditionally? No. But you have those two guys going, man, that is really impressive. To think where this could go. I get it. The Lakers are overrated. Steph's out. I just was trying to make the point, too, on Twitter last night. Look at what's happening. Who knows? Maybe Denver takes out Oklahoma City. Who knows? Then Jason Tatum did something awful. Was it the Achilles or something? But he's gone. Cleveland, which was dominant. They were headed for like a 70-win season until they stumbled late. They're about to get boat raced out. There is an amazing opportunity that is staring the Wolves in the eye, and you don't know when you get these opportunities again.
Yeah, and that's it. Like you could probably go through a lot of teams' championship seasons, and things aligned well for them, whether it's injuries,
yes.
whether it's matchups, whether it's whatever, and you have to take advantage of it. And to go back to your point with Ant and Randall, I was thinking about this, Chad. When has a player done a 180 in terms of what we thought initially versus what it turned out to be? Because
I was
in the camp the first 2-3 months saying, you know, I know he is a high volume scorer, but like it doesn't fit and it feels clunky and he can't play with Ant and he's ISO and ball dominant. And that injury, when he could sit out for 13 games in February and just get a better sense of how to fit and how to play with his teammates, he's been remarkable. I mean, just yes, absolutely remarkable. And the thing about it is not only is he mentioned the other night, he has a bunch of tools. He can do a different things. He can play bully ball. He can pass. He can, you know, shoot the three. But he just has this calming effect.
Yes, he
like
does.
Like when they really need good a point. Bucket. Like that game last night, like Golden State comes out quick, right? You know, was it 5-0, 7-0? I can't remember what it was. But he comes down and hits that three. And it's like, okay, now they can settle in. And he just has this way of kind of being a calming presence. It's like when they need a bucket, throw it to him, and he's either going to make a shot, he's going to, you know, bully his way in there, he's going to make a pass that sets up, you know, a good shot for someone else. So he's been the level that he's playing at right now and the way he feels about just where, you know, his environment and how he fits with this team. I never would envision this, you know, 5 months ago, 6 months ago.
Let's just on-air show me in here. When do you need to board? Can I take a break or should we just do one longer segment and let you go?
No, I can do another segment.
Okay, let's do it. Let's pause because I'm going to stay on that Julius Randle point because a lot of people are saying, oh, anybody criticized him early, you were wrong or you didn't appreciate New York. He's playing better. This is not the guy who did this in the playoffs in New York. He had very good moments in New York, but consistently play at this level, no, and it's worth expanding on that. Chipper with us. We're talking about the Wolves leading 3-1. Game 5 tomorrow, Target Center, might be about 8:50 by the time that starts. There'll be some alcohol flowing in downtown Minneapolis tomorrow. I want to talk Pella. I want to talk about just consistency at your house. It's not like you're buying windows all the time, right? You know, you move into a house, you inherit those windows. The rare time any of us build a house, you select windows. And what matters, like, how good is the company? What are the prices? What's the reliability? Pella is like check, check, check. 100 years in business. So good. So consistent. Uber competitive feel. Other good competitors. But if you last 100 years, you're tremendous at what you do. I bought a house. I didn't pick out the windows. That house already had Pella windows and doors. Was that the only reason why I bought the house? Of course not. Okay, that'd be silly. But it made it better. I'm finally going to move. When I move to this house, do they make sure to add Pella windows and doors? You're damn right I did. And right now, you have such a good deal in May. PellaNorthland.com. 0% APR for 72 months or 50% off qualifying installations. Here's what you should do. Go to a showroom in either Plymouth or Woodbury. Go online. PellaNorthland.com. Schedule a free in-home visit, costs you nothing. They're just the best. PellaNorthland.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Chip, right back with us. Hauser and Yukas next hour. I laid it out a little bit. You know, Towns obviously was a uber-talented player. You'd love him one moment. You'd really love him another moment. Then be like, what are you doing, Carl? And, you know, one comparison, and you nailed it, too. I mean, excellent point by you, where Julius has had this calming level. How many times in the playoffs would you see Chip, or would you see Carl, Chip, and you'd be like, he's just out of control. Yeah. He's sped up. I mean, and Randall doesn't have that. And there are friends of mine, including some well-known friends of mine, are texting me, oh, see, you were too hard on Randall. I'm like, I watch a ton of the NBA. I watched a ton of Randall in New York, and he had some really good moments. He's got really good numbers. But in the playoffs, he wasn't this guy. He wasn't, like, he's got, let's go with this cliche, he's got the huge toolbox, but it'd be like, you know, one game would be this, next game, Chip, I just feel like he's lets the circumstances dictate what he's going to do. Because guess what? Yesterday in the first half, those 19 points were extraordinarily important, or else they might have been down double figures.
Well, that's what Chris Finch said. He said he felt lucky to be down two at halftime and not a lot more the way they had played, particularly against the zone. I don't get why they can't figure that out. But, I think, you know, it took him the first – part of the season to figure out, am I going to be a high volume scorer? Am I going to be ISO? Am I going to, how am I going to fit here? And I didn't know, I knew he could score, right? We all know that. Mm-hmm. If you look at his career. I didn't know he was this gifted as a passer and as a facilitator where you could play through him. It's always been play through Ant, but you can play through him. And To Finch's credit, you know, he had him in New Orleans, and he knew this was capable. And when we all thought the sky was falling and they should trade him, Finch stood by it and said, no, this is going to work. They just have to figure out how it's going to work. But he knew that he could be this kind of facilitator where he draws so much attention, but he makes the right play most of the time. Now, there's some turnovers. He has his one or two passes a game where he rifles it into the first row. But I love the fact that he's figured out how to play off of Ant, and he just knows, he draws so much attention. He knows where to go with the ball, how to get teammates involved, and really good defensively. And when you're next to him, he is a physical presence.
He is an adult.
He is a grown man.
Yes, he is.
And so if you try to put someone smaller on him, he's just going to bully ball him. He's going to take him to, you know.
Including Draymond.
That's what we saw the other night. I was like, you know you're a strong guy when you bully ball Draymond. Like, yep. He just backed him in there last night. So, and he can hit a three. So he's just, that's the thing. You know, it can't just be Ant. And he's more consistent than Carl has been in the playoffs. Traditionally, when Carl was here, Carl would have a couple – you know, you have a nice game, but then you'd have the foul trouble and he'd have to go to the bench. And it's more than that. It's Jaden McDaniels coming into himself. And
for sure.
I mean, Chad, he had one rebound in the first half last night. And he said, Jaden, that's not going to work. He gets 12 in the second half.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's become just such an offensive threat for him. And so we spent the first part of the season saying, you know, how's this going to work in this roster construction? Now you look at it, it's like this roster is pretty well laid out, constructed wisely by Tim Connelly. I don't know if they thought it was going to be this good with Randall, but it's worked out.
Well, it's a testament to two general managers, okay? The first is Gersa. We just got to acknowledge that. You know, Ant looks like the no-brainer automatic. He wasn't. There were a lot of different views on who would be the number one pick. Then they also get Jaden in that draft. They get Nas as a free agent. He hires Chris Finch. Now, when he had a relationship with an employee, he put himself in a position to be fired. So he gets out, and then they get Tim Connelly, who, I don't know, he's either one of the 10 best GMs in the game or he's one of the 5 best GMs in the game. And I've doubted how many picks he gave up for Rudy. I still think he gave up a couple extra picks for Rudy. Yeah. But you know what? Rudy changed the culture. He did.
For sure.
And he took an enormous risk. And they're about to go to the Western Conference Finals back-to-back years. So case closed. That trade worked out, you know?
With different versions of themselves.
Yes.
With the cat version and now with this version, which is not easy. And I think, you know, Wolves Twitter likes to get on Chris Finch, but I think you have to give him a lot of credit.
He's a very good coach.
He took one version of the Wolves and took him to the Western Conference Final. They blew that up, essentially.
Yeah.
And he took the next version. He's going to take the next version to the Western Conference Final. And I think you have to credit Finch and his coaching staff for sticking to a plan when it didn't look good early.
Patience.
And having patience and a belief that it's going to work.
Two last points. I'll let you go. You know, so you basically have Randall where he's got the player option and the way he's playing. He's opting out, right? Then you have Nas and Naw free agents in the 4 or 5 different NBA threads I have, just to point out how much I still enjoy the game. I would frequently say, okay, here's our once a month. Who's your priority to sign? And almost in every one of those threads, Julius was last. Guess what? He's number one by far right now because, again, Nas is a nice player. You'd absolutely like to have Nas back. But in the playoffs this late run, I mean, Nas is – you still want Nas on your team. Don't get me wrong. Nas was better last year than he has been this year. The fouling is driving me nuts.
Yeah.
He's also allowed to foul a guy and not complain every time when it's the most obvious, okay, when he's thrown in the ground. But they have to bring back Julius. I mean, that just shows how things have changed.
Yeah, they have to. And you're right on Nas. I mean, I just think Julius, now that you see what he means and how it fits,
I think
it's a no-brainer to do it. And, it's, you know, talk about their business. They had a tough game. Was it 2 or 3? It was nice to see McKeel bounce back the last couple of games.
Yep, for sure.
Because he, you know, he needs to shoot it well. And they got to get Dante going.
Yes, for sure. He had moments last night, but not consistent.
I thought he started to find it last night, but if you can get him going again now, you know, that just makes him a tougher threat this next round. If they get there, you know, they still got to finish this thing out, but
they will.
I think they'll do it tomorrow night.
I do too. Last thing, the zone issue. You know, who knows how this breaks out, right? They're advancing. They're going to win. And then they're staring, most likely, I still believe, at the dominant team in the regular season, Oklahoma City. And they can play so many different ways, too. And they're really good defensively. And guess what they're going to do a lot? Zone. Like the Wolves in the zone is just a major issue. And they get stuck. And, again, in one of the threads last night, I just threw out, if I was playing the Wolves, I think I'd play zone 95% of the time.
Well, you know what's interesting is Steve Kerr was asked about it by Britt, I think, before game 3. He said, is the zone in the NBA, is that a, you know, is that just a temporary thing or is that something you could really play with? And Kerr said, nah, in the NBA, it's more a changeup than a fastball. It's just teams figure it out. It's just kind of a change of pace. But I was with you. I was sitting next to Johnny Kay last night. I was like, did they come back with that zone to start the second half? He's like, you have to, the way they looked against it. And they did. Now, Julius hit that three right away, and they got out of it. He hit the early three.
Too soon they got out of it.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't know why it disrupts them so much, but they just became so out of sorts against that zone last night, and guys are pointing and not sure where they're supposed to be, and it's not like this is the first time they've seen it. So, you know, I got to imagine teams are going to continue to throw it at him if they continue to struggle with it.
Well, speaking of Johnny, when I texted 95%, he came back to me. He said, more. Yeah, I mean, like all the time. All right, man, get on the plane, fly safe, and we'll see you soon.
All right, brother. We'll see you now.
He is a top-notch, quality human, and he also spent $31 for breakfast this morning at the airport.
6 for just the orange juice.
Yeah.
Orange juice isn't that good.
Orange juice is...
It's not $6 good.
No.
Orange juice is great.
651-461-9226. What is non-alcoholic $6 good. What is, of a drink, of a beverage, clean yourself, human beings here, 651, I know you're out there, 651-461-9226. What beverage is $6 good, at, let's just say, at the airport?
It's fine.
Because non-alcoholic, $6, we can make the argument, nothing. Okay, you're captured, you're trapped, you're kidnapped, you're at the airport to get on the tube that hopefully doesn't fly anywhere near Newark.
No, keep it out of Newark.
Stay out of Newark. What is $6 good as a beverage? If we get 100,000 texts, I'll give you 1 million each. No. Applauding myself. You know what today is, too, Dave? I don't know if you know this.
May 13th, 2025.
It's Friday the 13th, right?
Sure, let's go with let's that. Go. I'll take the next couple days
let's
off.
Let's just say the rest of the show going forward, and if you're in on the joke now, you get it. It's Friday the 13th.
Happy Friday the 13th. Don't walk under a ladder today.
Let's just go. I want text related to Friday the 13th also. I got it. I know it's Tuesday, but let's go with it. It's Friday the 13th. Are you superstitious? Twins take a Tuesday.
Oh.
Game?
Well, that's a good deal.
I have a sheet right here from you. I don't need you to look at your sheet.
No.
I have this sheet. Can I put the glasses on? Let me put the glasses on right here. And then let me take them off. Dave Harrigan. Where were you on the 10th? See that powerful effect with the Chiefs?
That was good.
Four pair of tickets next Monday. The Guardians, our number one rival, right?
Yeah, four pack for the Guardians. We're kind of over the White Sox after the last couple
of
years, right?
Oh, my God, of course.
Ugh.
Although, until the recent stretch of excellent play, you were battling the White Sox for the atrocious level. But they need to get back in the race. They've obviously played great. They're over 500. But so have a couple other teams. Played great in this division. By far, the Tigers, who are a machine. Don't call now. Later, at some point, you'll hear that better not be a strikeout now.
No, you can't do that.
Home run now.
Can't do that. Just hitting bombs. Be the third caller when you hear the thing, though.
Exactly. $6 at the airport. What is worth it? Non-alcoholic. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. one connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.